Now, what's up, peace? Welcome back to the Lionel B Show. It's your first time tuning into the channel. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on the videos, man. Also, make sure y'all click that notification bell button so anytime I drop a brand new video, y'all be the first ones to get it. Now, Diddy and his longtime minion, Harvey Pierre, and a third unidentified man allegedly ganged a 17-year-old girl inside Combs' recording studio in Manhattan in 2003 after the high school student was trafficked across state lines and was given large amounts of drugs and alcohol. An explosive new lawsuit filed Wednesday alleges. Now, this new Jane Doe plaintiff, who was actually the fourth woman to accuse Diddy of assault in the last 3 weeks, alleges she was out with a friend at a lounge in the Detroit area 2 decades ago when Harvey Pierre singled her out, complimented her appearance, and revealed he was best friends with Diddy. Now, Pierre allegedly told a teen that Diddy would love to meet her and called him on his phone so the music mogul could personally invite her on an impromptu trip to New York aboard a private jet. Now, she was actually flown to see Diddy on his private jet, and when she got there, she claimed she was lured into a bathroom of a lounge. She says she witnessed Harvey Pierre doing some damn crack before forcing her to go down on him. She says Diddy would later assault her in a studio bathroom after she became extremely toed down. She says he hit her from the back while she hung over the sink. She also says Diddy was having trouble reaching a climax and asked her to turn around and squeeze his bird chest to help him reach one. Now, after making her turn back around, the other men allegedly came in and took turns with her. Now, the fouling is said to have actual receipts, a picture of the teen in Diddy's lap while at the studio. Now, the woman says she was transported by them back home, but can't remember the ride there. Now, this is now the actual fourth woman that has came out about Diddy. Now, guys, he's looking at 4 different cases. Of course, you know, he paid off Cassie. But guys, with all these charges he has going on right now, Diddy is definitely looking at life, or at least spending the rest of his life in prison. And I mean, just because he's paying off these actual lawsuits, it doesn't mean that the NYPD is not going to actually pick up this case. All right, because there's way too much evidence. I know a lot of y'all be out there watching true crime, and the majority of the time when things are done civilly, they're also charged criminally as well, man. We had the attorney on here, D-Shack, and he was actually breaking it down. If y'all seen my previous video with him regarding the Cassie's case, man, Diddy is going to be hit with some serious behind charges. And he also has that other case looming over his head regarding having Tupac hit, man. So it's definitely not looking good for Diddy Do It. I really feel like dude's going to be facing some real serious crime. And being the narcissist that he is, I don't even feel like he's going to allow himself to be locked down. He may eventually take the easy way out and try to do something. That's just in my opinion. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about this, man. Do y'all feel like Diddy is going to get a whole bunch of time? And estimate it, how many years do y'all feel like he's going to get? I predict he's definitely going to get life, or at least 25 to 30 years. They're going to give him that R. Kelly package. All right. R. Kelly got a whole bunch of time. I think Diddy's going to get a whole bunch of time, too. And I felt like with the statute of limitations, you know, that was supposed to expire last month. But, man, there's more people coming out. Diddy is done for. Did he do it or did he not? Y'all let me know how y'all feel about this, man. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on the videos. Share these videos, and I'm going to peep y'all on the next one. Holla.